Stepping Up for Blind Veterans UK. Member Simon Hana on becoming a Blind Veterans UK ambassador. At the dawn of this year, a call for volunteers went out to the veteran community, and all call signs request for ambassadors to represent Blind Veterans UK. The mission was clear: to give back to a charity that provides a lifeline to so many. Volunteers were invited to serve as buglers, standard bearers, or public speakers. Seeing an opportunity to utilise my background as an actor stroke performer to perform my fellow service members, I stepped forward for the latter two roles. The journey began in earnest on April the 9th. Departing from Bradford with a single bag and a sense of purpose, I navigated the inevitable hurdles of northern rail travel. Due to signalling issues at Manchester Piccadilly, I found myself diverted to Victoria Station, followed by a brisk 20-minute walk to our base for the next 3 days. The Holiday Inn. I must confess, I arrived with preconceived notions of a budget stay, but I was quickly proven wrong. The hotel was exceptional, boasting some of the most spacious and comfortable on arrival. Any initial nerves were immediately dispelled. Spotting a group of gentlemen with white canes, I introduced myself and was greeted warmly by Rob. Though this was my first official event with the charity, the transition was seamless. As is the way with veterans, the group immediately looked out for their own, and I felt at home before I'd even unpacked. The itinerary was extensive. We were privileged to enjoy an evening meal with CEO Adrian Bell, whose vision for the Ambassador Programme is truly inspiring. Afterward, the atmosphere shifted to the familiar camaraderie of the mess deck. Veterans gathered around tables, pulling up a sandbag and swinging the lantern. Late into the night. The training itself was a masterclass in communication. 20 veterans gathered for a fun-packed day of workshops, where we moved from initial introductions to high-impact techniques, such as creating anchors and implementing rhetorical tools for maximum emotional resonance. Despite the professional rigour, the environment remained supportive, bolstered by plenty of tea, coffee and constructive feedback. A poignant highlight followed the training. Led by Rob, the group walked to Manchester Piccadilly to visit the Victory Over Blindness statue. It was a powerful moment of reflection that clearly resonated with the passing public, a visual reminder of the resilience of the men and women we represent. The experience culminated in a relaxed, casual and formal dinner, complete with piano music, presentations and shared stories that were at times deeply moving. To close, this course was a fantastic experience. Even with my years of experience as an actor, this training added a vital extra string to my bow. We are now ready to move forward as ambassadors, dedicated to finding the thousands of veterans still out there and helping them rebuild their lives after sight loss.